Hello, everybody. Welcome back to LettermanRow.com. I am Jeremy Birmingham, and this is a commitment edition of Bermanology. And today's guest is Ohio State's newest 2023 commitment, Malik Hartford, a ranging safety from Lakota West High School, just outside of Cincinnati. Malik was offered by Ohio State in January, and on Wednesday afternoon has announced his intention to attend Ohio State and be the next piece of the Buckeyes 2023 recruiting class. So let's get Malik on the show and get a little insight into his decision and what's next for him now that he's officially a future Buckeye. As promised, Malik Hartford, Ohio State's latest commitment in the class of 2023. Malik, first and foremost, congratulations. How does it feel to just have this process over with?
Oh, it feels good. You know, it kind of got a little hectic there towards the end. You know, every team wants you, so it's definitely a cool experience, but I'm glad I finally settled down and I'm at a place where I feel like I'll be at for the long run.
It's basically been just about 3 months since Ohio State offered you a scholarship, and that basically coincided with the arrival of Perry Eliano in Columbus from Cincinnati. And I'd like, if you could, just to kind of give people a little insight into how important Coach Eliano has been to you in this process, not just with Ohio State, but just getting to know him over the last year plus while he was recruiting you for the Bearcats.
So he came from the Bearcats, and the Bearcats is where I got my first offer from. So me and him have had a pretty decent relationship just throughout my whole recruiting process. I've known him for quite a while. So it's definitely cool that he's at Ohio State now, and we have a very tight bond. So that's just one of the reasons why I chose Ohio State.
How much easier does it make the decision knowing that a guy, a coach like that at a place like Ohio State goes in there and pounds the table and says, hey, I want this guy to be here? I mean, that has to mean a lot to you.
Yeah, it definitely does mean a lot to me. Because before him, I didn't have an Ohio State offer, and he gets up there and then within a few days, I have an offer from them.
After the Buckeyes offer, I think a lot of people, because anyone who lives in Ohio, even if you're not from Ohio, and you're not, the minute you get the Buckeyes offer, everyone just assumes your recruitment is over. But yeah, you definitely still took your time over the last 2.5 months and saw a lot of places. What was the biggest thing that made Ohio State really different for you, and the ultimate reason, I guess, why they were the choice?
Just the overall program, the opportunity, everything about Ohio State is just a level above everyone else, in my opinion. NIL, the coaching, the recruitment, just the networking with the school and everything, those were all big things in how I chose my school.
You were one of four players who Ohio State had visiting on January 11th. And it was you, Will Smith Jr., Luke Montgomery, and A.J. Hoffler from down in Georgia. The three of you are now committed to the Buckeyes with you, Luke, and Will. What did it mean to you to know that day, like, they were still trying to put their staff together? Jim Knowles, I think you probably were one of the first people who really had a chance to meet him when he was in Columbus.
Yeah.
How vital is his vision for the defense and the safety-heavy defense that they want to play? How big of a role did that play in this?
I mean, I love the defense Coach Knowles has. It's pretty much, in a sense, a version of my defense that I play in high school, so I'm pretty familiar with it. I love to take control on the field, so, yeah, it's something I'm definitely excited about.
How do you see yourself as a recruiter, Malik? You're a personable kid. You like to talk to people. Getting to chat with you at the Under Armour camp in Obetz, Ohio last month, you were talking to everyone. You're a very popular guy. I mean, how do you see yourself as a recruiter now that you're no longer being recruited?
I feel like I can really help recruit players to Ohio State. It's definitely cool to have the opportunity to feel out certain players and just see certain players at certain camps and get a feel for them. So
has that already started for you? Have you already started that?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I know, like, in my heart of hearts, who I've been seeing work hard and who I've been seeing do good. So,
yeah, as a guy from Lakota West High School, the Buckeyes did sign two players from that school in the class of 2022 with Jair Brown and Tegra Shibola. how much of a insight did those guys help give you over these last few months about what you can expect once you're committed to Ohio State and maybe how things change?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, they let me do my own thing. They let me have my own decision, but they definitely did want me to come to Ohio State, and it was cool to have them as my teammates, you know, to help me see further into things that I didn't even know about for Ohio State. But yeah, it was definitely exciting because having teammates like that who will always have your back, no matter if I'm in college or high school, they want the best for me. So,
you know, with your commitment over with and done with in Ohio State, the school, how do you kind of move ahead here? What's the focus for you now that you've got your senior season ahead of you and the commitment behind you? What's the real focus for you moving forward?
Right now, it's just to win a state championship. I mean, that's the main goal. I'm trying to focus one step at a time. But once I achieve that, I'll be all into Ohio State.
Do you intend to enroll early? Or is that something you're already starting to look at? Or is you and the family having to figure out if that's a possibility?
Yeah, I'm all set to enroll early. So, yeah, I'll be
obviously, Jair did that. Tegra didn't. Have you had a chance to talk to Jair about the value in doing that and how much that's helped him?
Yeah. Jair loves the fact that he enrolled early. And I've spoken to Tegra, and he wished he did. But, you know, I definitely want to enroll early just because the benefits, you know, get bigger, stronger, something I need to work on, improve my techniques, all that stuff.
Now, have you had a chance in these last few months, Malik, to really just sit back and kind of take in all the things that have changed since January for you? I mean, at the time you were sort of, I don't want to say under the radar, not a lot of people were talking about you. And then Ohio State offers, now you got an offer from Alabama, Ohio State. I mean, have you and your family had a chance to really absorb how different and life-changing that's been?
Yeah, these past couple weeks, that's what we've been doing for the most part, just because I haven't been going on any visits. I kind of got a feel for all the schools that I liked, and yeah, we just sat back and enjoyed it all, and then I made my decision.
What was the reaction from Coach Eliano when you finally let him know that this was a done deal?
Man, he was excited. He was on the phone screaming. He was happy. Yeah, it was just a cool experience. It was good to hear him on the phone.
I know when we talked after your March visit to Ohio State, you weren't sure yet about potentially returning for the spring game. I assume, and tell me I'm wrong if I'm wrong, but now that the recruitment is over, that it's more likely you'll be there for that. But do you have any other plans to get back there before then?
Right now, I'm just going to be there on the spring game because I'm still working on my rehab and stuff for my shoulder. So, yeah.
How has the relationship with Ryan Day evolved for you in these last few months? And, you know, what is it about him as a head coach that you feel confident and comfortable knowing that he's going to be the guy kind of steering your future?
Yeah, Coach Day is a personable guy. He definitely wants the best for his players. I mean, he's a Northeastern guy. I'm a Northeastern kid, so it's definitely cool to get to know Coach Day. We've only just been getting stronger, like our relationship as far as that goes, but I can't wait to get on campus.
You know, Jonel Aguiero is a Northeast guy, and he's another safety the Buckeyes are recruiting. You guys have now you and Cedric Hawkins committed at safety, and the plan is to take one more. Do you feel like any conflict between being an aggressive recruiter for Jonel or Caleb Downs or anything like that? I mean, are you like, hey, I don't want too many guys?
No, I mean, I just want the team to be the best. That's all it is. I mean, I want the best competition to face me, because if I don't have the best against me, then I'm not the best. So,
well, yeah. Man, it's been a great getting to know you over these last few months, and I look forward to continuing to get to know you more as you move forward towards your signing day in December. And once again, congratulations on your decision, Malik.
Thank you.
No problem at all. That's Malik Hartford. I'm Jeremy Birmingham. This has been a commitment edition of Bermanology. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.